This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Holy Spirit, we say thank you. We say thank you for another day. We just say thank you for your grace and your mercy and how we are here in the land of the living. But somebody didn't make it, Holy Spirit. And I just ask that even in this time right now of COVID and how COVID is going through and just sifting families right now, the closer it is to this festive time of the year, it's just so dark and so gloomy. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would comfort hearts. Recently, even my friend lost his mom. So Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would just be with them. Everyone who has lost someone and the ability to not even be close to them and how they just died alone, Holy Spirit, just so hurtful. So Holy Spirit, we just ask that you would just be with every single one of us today. We need you. We need a lovely just reveal of your kindness, your grace, how you are with us, how you are for us, even in the midst of this time that we're living in, this rough patch of history right now. Father, we thank you that you still reign supreme. You still reign over all. And we thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for us. And you have not abandoned us and you have not forsaken us. And we thank you that we are in the palm of your hand. We thank you that we are forever in your bosom where you hold us tight and you never let us go. We love you and we thank you for today. And we thank you for this week. And we ask all of these things in your name. Amen.
No.
Now, as we all know by now, our beloved Wendy Williams has gone on hiatus for a few weeks following the death of her mom. Wendy Williams has been going through a lot in the past 3 years, y'all. She divorced her gross trash ass husband. I don't even want to give him my name. Okay, so we're going to call him Calvin Hunter. That's the way that Chronicle Speaks says his name. She goes, Calvin Hunter. Okay, trash.
Oh, the flies are back.
Okay, she had to go to rehab for substance abuse. And also, cheers to her, because she even, like, openly admitted to that on her show on daytime television. Okay, like, kudos. Okay, so she went to rehab. Okay, she's had health scare issues, and she lost her mom. Okay, so with all of these things that has been going on, it just made me just sit back and just think about Wendy Williams, because I remember Wendy Williams from the 90s, girl. I believe she was on Hot 97 in New York. That's where she, like, she didn't get her start, but, like, that was one of her big jump-off spots. And, bitch, Wendy from the radio days, girl, it just made me think about, like, how fabulous of a career, how she is a true icon, a true legend. And for all of these reasons, right, we love her so much. And I just want to go through a few, right? These are in order, but I'm just going to start backwards. Can we just talk about, because this is where she got her start, girl, Radio Wendy. Do y'all remember when Wendy Williams told Mariah Carey that she had breast implants on the phone and Mariah was not having it, so she hung up, girl? Just bold, girl. Mariah, I know you have breast implants. What? Bitch, remember the tense interview with Whitney Houston, girl? Still iconic, girl. That is, like, here you go. For all the drag queens listening or the people who want to do theater and do it in a show, if you put that Whitney and Wendy Williams interview, that iconic radio interview, girl, in a monologue right in the middle of a number, bitch, you will get tips the house down, girl. Do y'all remember that? Do you remember then when she got her show, girl, she told Omarosa that she needed to put some filler around her mouth, girl, for her mouth lines. Bold, girl. Okay. Do y'all also remember this? When she was pressuring Lauryn Hill to tell who her baby father was? Do you also remember when she was insinuating that it was Wyclef Jean? Now, y'all know who Wyclef is, right? He's the one, someone please call 911. He was the one who took Shakira and made her black for like 6 months with My Hips Don't Lie, right? That was her, right? That was her. Okay, cute. Okay, what else did? We love Wendy because she is just messy as hell. We love Wendy because if you get on Hot Topics, darling, you are famous, okay? The world will at least Google you, at least look at your Instagram. If they like what they see, they might follow you. You know what I'm saying? But you will be famous, okay? We just love her so much. We also love Wendy Williams because she is a foodie. Any foodies in the room? Let me hear you make some noise.
Now, you know this is dead wrong.
don't you love those Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster, girl? When they are hot and fresh, you can just inhale them. Anybody else love bread, but your hips don't? Girl, me too. Okay, we love Whitney. She's always talking about the delicious food, okay? And if you're listening to this today, the day that the podcast drops, then it's Christmas! Oh my gosh, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Kwanzaa! Happy Hanukkah for you too. Hopefully you enjoyed a good meal last night on Christmas Eve. And hopefully you will enjoy one again on tonight. Girl, is your mama cooking in the kitchen, girl? Make some noise in the chat section if your mama can cook. Just say, she can. And speaking of, what are your traditions for the new year? Some people eat meat pies. Now, I have this one friend who's from the South, okay? And she says that people in the South eat black-eyed peas to make sure that they have a well, prosperous new year. If that is you, please let me know. I want you to do more than just comment down in the chat. Please slide into my DMs and let me know the recipe. Okay? Yes, Miss Danielle, send me the recipe for these black-eyed peas. Okay? Girl, who knew? I could have been eating black-eyed peas for years, girl. Is it just on the first, or can you eat them like once a month for extra blessings? Some people do a big pot of gumbo. Please call me over for that one, girl. That sounds delicious. But let us know, what are your holiday traditions? The Washington Blade wrote a story this week about having sex at your parents' house. Now, here you go. I've read through the tips because they gave us a few tips because, you know, we want you to try it out. I feel like it was waiting for the Caucasity side of nature. I just don't feel like these tips you can do successfully at Big Mama's house and not get caught. I don't know, girl. I'm still traumatized when the time I walked in on my mom, she didn't have no bra on, girl. That was just scary. Like, you know what I mean? Just, oh my gosh, girl. And just the visual, I just don't. Girl, it just even scares me to even think about, like, when you hear female comedians and they talk about going through menopause and how they be, like, horny and shit. And I'd be like, ew, my mom's going through menopause. So I could not want to think about my mom having sex, let alone me trying to have sex. Now, I don't know if I could have sex at my mama's house. What comes to mind when I think about having sex at the parents' house, do y'all remember the scene from Boys in the Hood and his butt was in the air and then the grandmother came in the room with a chopping knife? I just feel like that would be my mother and I would just get my ass beat. And I'm just petrified, just scared, like gross. Or what if you didn't get caught and then you left the condom or lubricant or a stain on the sheet or something like that? And then your mom be like, what the hell? And then she call you. And then you got to have that awkward conversation. I can't. Oh, Jesus. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Oh, gosh. Or can you imagine she did hear you and she just passive aggressive at breakfast? Oh, my. Oh, no, ma'am. I couldn't do it. Now, I don't know why you're at your parents' house and you deciding to get it in. Like, if you knew you was bringing your bae to your parents' house, shouldn't you have, like, gotten in before? You know what I mean? That's gross. But here you go. If you want to get it in at your parents' house, here are some tips, darling. First tip, get your parents drunk and passed out, okay? So there's two parts to this first one, okay? It's not just get them drunk, it's get them drunk and passed out. Maybe if you have raging parents who like to party, because, you know, alcoholics go to meetings, drunkards go to parties, right? So if they can hang with you, then you got to maybe put a, I don't know, put a Z-Quil in it. Or maybe mix some of that, what is it, NyQuil? No, that's lean, right? We don't want to kill them. That's what Lil Wayne almost died off of. But just get them drunk and passed out, okay? I don't know. That feels very on purpose, girl. And then you just going to go, what, dick them down in the other room? Ew! I had a friend who used to have sex. His mom had, like, a California King bed when we were growing up in high school. And he used to, like, bring girls over and just, like, bold. I could never. I remember the one time I had a friend over my house and my mom walked in the house after he had left and she was like, who you have in my house? Like, my mom always had that, say, I can't, I'm just scared. No, I feel like this was written by white people because you're not doing that. I'm scared. Can you imagine if Big Mama catch you Bitch, she gonna beat you and them. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. They also suggested testing the noise level by sneaking into your parents' room and seeing how much sound travels from theirs into yours. Do you know? That is very Inspector Gadget, Spy Kids type of shit. Okay, so that means you have to have a full plan. Tell your partner, okay, babe, I'm going to go in the room, and then I want you to go, hoo-dee-hoo, three times real softly. And then if I send you a text message, K, then that means I hear it, okay? Go in there. Can you imagine? And first of all, my mama is a swinger, okay? So if you walk in her room, she is going to swing first and say the blood of Jesus. So, that's not for me. I can't do it. Okay. This is also their advice. They say, put the shower on. See, this is white people again, okay? Privilege, because you're running water. You are not going to any black woman's house running up her damn water bill, just got a shower. It's 2:00 in the morning. What you could have took a shower at 12 when everybody was up. What you doing up? Running the water for 45 minutes. Bitch, you got my... No, that's an ass whooping right there. No, ma'am. Because if she get up and knock on the door and see why the water running and you ain't in there, bitch, yeah. No. I almost died. My chair almost fell, girl. See, that's the sign right there. Don't do it. Don't do it. I can't do it. They said, put a towel under the door. Girl, this ain't marijuana. Like, what? A towel's going to drown it out? No, ma'am. They said, use a sound machine to girl, bye. What is that? That white noise stuff? No, I'm not doing it, girl. I'm going to just let you know. I don't know who the Washington Blade is as an individual, but I'm going to say, please let me know. Please send me video, not a video of y'all doing it, but just maybe the next day, like, hey, girl, we got caught, but it was real funny. Or, girl, it was a great success. You know, lovely. Let me know, and we will report live the following week. I cannot wait. B. Simone, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Sis, I really don't understand. One, I mean, I guess, now here you go. We do know that B. Simone, for those of you who do not know, B. Simone is a, I guess she was, because I guess we don't know if the show's coming back, but B. Simone was on the hit show called Wildin' Out. Now, here we go. She is, I guess, a manifester. One of those people who's just like, you speak it, you write it down, and then boom, you get it. I don't know. I'm still trying to get, like, maybe I ain't got the potion right, but it ain't worked for me. Danielle, it worked for you? No. Okay. Anyway, manifester. And so I guess she was trying to manifest DaBaby in her life. However, I guess her manifestations was not that strong because DaBaby chose another woman. Now, here you go. I have a problem that she got online for 8 minutes and just puffed up this other woman for 8 minutes while she degraded herself and other black women. I have a problem that for 8 minutes, she got up there and said that she was going to respect their relationship because she was so beautiful. But yet the other black woman that he was married to, his baby's mother, you had no problem. Another black woman, you had no problem disrespecting. Sis, I'm looking at you sideways and I'm once again going, what the hell is going on? Like, Holy Spirit, what are you doing? You giving out these, you just giving out opportunities for folks. Let me say it this way. People, this is a prime opportunity when you are giving a blessing and a gift and clearly don't know what to do with it. Earlier this year, she got dragged for stealing someone's concept and idea for the book of manifestations and yada, yada, yada. Just sit down, sis. Just sit down. I think you really need to focus on creativity. Like, you're really, really creative. You're really, really pretty. And so I just think you just need to just focus on you. Let the Holy Spirit minister to your heart and get out of these streets while and out on some man that don't want you. I believe if you focus more of your time manifesting your bags and other things into your life, I believe that God will give you a man when the time is so desired. But right now, sis, looking how you acting in these streets, sis, God's he's not about to give you nothing. So sit back, be blessed, quit fucking up. All right.
I'm learning time.
Also, real quick, did y'all Did y'all hear about Cupcake coming after the girls in the rap game? And then Miss Sukiyana came back. Now, here you go. Sukiyana is not like a bar lyricist. You know what I mean? But what she is a roaster, girl. She will roast and toast you, bitch. And she roasted. Ooh, girl, it was a good, like, who's that first chicken restaurant from? It was a good Boston Market roast, girl. It was a good Boston Market roast. It was real good. She roasted Miss Cupcake. But, girl, Miss Cupcake came back. If y'all didn't listen to it, please go listen to it, bitch. I listened and hollered. Bitch, I think Cupcake said something like, you got a something man and an OnlyFans, but that don't add up or something like that, bitch. It was cute. She got her. Anyway, I just really hope that Cupcake really gets a like a breakout with this, because clearly she is a bar for bar lyricist. She's clearly talented and she's gorgeous. So shout out for doing the damn thing. We see you, sis. I'm learning pain. I'm learning pain. This week's learning things is a bit more laid back. I wanted to break the fourth wall and to share with you what I've been working on, and that has been processing triggers. As we know, our body responds to trauma, or it will respond thinking that we are in that same trauma again, or we're about to go into another experience where we will experience trauma, right? And because of that, it can cause us to spiral and have less nice responses, or just not even responses, where we're just reacting to the situation or to what we think the situation is going to be. Case in point, right? So my phone broke this week and I had to go get a new phone, and I'm sitting outside of the Verizon store, and there is this little old white lady walking down the street with her little cute like Pomeranian. And I see her and I look at the dog, and then, you know, I just kind of turn my head. I really didn't engage. Why? Because my experience has been as a Black man, white women and white men, they will either like move to the other side of the road, like distance themselves from me. And this is before COVID. Or they would clench their purse or whatever like that. And where I used to work in Kansas City, the Plaza, like this happened to me on a regular basis. And I didn't understand why, because my surroundings were so white. Like my friend group was white, like everything. I was generally the only Black person there. So when that happened to me, I was so confused. So me responding to my past trauma of being shunned or prejudged or whatever, I just totally was just like, tried to ignore her. And this lady spoke to me and it really checked my heart. And she was like, good morning. And I was just like, good morning, my dear. And I was so taken aback that she chose to speak to me. And so what it was I in my head saw her, this white woman, and just automatically knew how she was going to perceive me, the way that the world does. Black, a thug, a this, a da, 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 da. And so in my head, I was just like, I'm not even going to give you the time of day because I already know what you're going to do. And that is trash. That was a trash-ass action. You can put trash right on in there, honey. It was trash.
Just as I thought. Trash.
Because I could have had an open heart to have been like, you know what? I need to not let my past experiences or my past traumas or that which have happened to me, girl, it could have happened last week. That does not indicate today and right now. And so I saw her before she saw me or whatever, and I could have spoke. I could have had an open heart, but I chose to allow my trauma and my pain to, you know what I mean? And so what I want to say is that I feel like a lot of times we react instead of responding. I think that we get quick to anger and we're like quick to be bitchy. And a lot of times we're like, we're thinking that we're being strong when we're just actually just being a bitch. Like there's no strength in holding on to your trauma, trying to defend what happened last week, 6 weeks ago, 10 years ago, or at the lovely age of four. Like there's no strength in trying to protect that kid from back there in this moment right now. And so I just want to say we really have to begin to grieve that which happened, the injustice that happened to us, the trauma that happened to us, and then exhale, process it, and let it go. So we can really have a free heart. Like, I recognize even with my current manager, Lord knows I love this dude. I have an amazing manager, and a lot of times I get over agitated and frustrated and annoyed. Now, here you go. I am my own entity and my own force, and outside of being just a working drag queen, I'm just a lot. You know what I mean? I just am. I'm very demanding. I'm moody, and I want what I want when I want it. It's just who I am. And because my old managers have fucked with me so much, and they broke my heart, they robbed me, they lied to me, you know what I mean? Like, I come into this situation with baggage, with trauma. And so I can misread a text message, or I can read a text message that's saying one thing, but because of my pain, my BS, I'm reading it in a whole nother context, and then I'm responding to him off of something that was not even there. And he's like, "Where is this coming from? Like, what's up?" You know what I mean? So, beloved, we have to really go back and grieve and deal and process. Here you go. Here's another one. It's the holidays, right? If you're listening to this, it's Christmas. I'm getting ready to go home and see my mom. And my mom was a single, wonderful woman. She worked, hardworking, and I was alone a lot of the time because she worked, and my mother was a strong disciplinarian. And so a lot of the times, I just resented her and, you know, just put all the pieces together. Point is, now when I watch TV shows or different things will happen, it will trigger up all of this little Kevin stuff from Kevin's childhood, where Kevin felt like he was misheard or understood or wasn't handled with care or this, that, and the third. And it's just creating walls. And I'm recognizing that I'm building up what I think is strength, but it's truly walls, thinking that I'm trying to gird myself up and prepare myself. So that way, if you say anything to me right now at this moment, bitch, I got you. I'm gonna break your neck. These hands is lethal. So is this damn mouth. And it's like, that is no place to be. And seeing that crap manifest this weekend and come up, girl, I was like, that is it. Oh my gosh. I was like, Holy Spirit, and that's directed towards my mom. That's directed towards like my other family members. That's directed towards like, ooh, like Jesus, come deliver my heart, because it's very, very like jacked up, but I feel justified in my pain. And I think that's the other half of it. When you feel justified in your pain, you're like, look, this was wrong and it shouldn't happen. So therefore, because it happened to me, I am justified to be bitter. I am justified to be angry. I am justified to hold this offense, to put up all these walls and to keep all of these people out and judge everything based off of the lenses that you were given. And I don't feel that is living life to the fullest. I think we are doing ourselves a disservice. And so what I want to say is, in the relinquishing of the right to be like offended and the right to hold on to this, to the pain, you hurt me, you did this, you did, in relinquishing, just letting it go. But it's so hard because it's been the thing that has kept you safe. It's been the thing that has kept you in some way like protected. It's kept the BS away. Like, you know, like when, as a victim of being preyed upon and molested, like, you know, like what is, you just know how to protect yourself. And the reality is that if you want to grow, if you want freedom, you have to let it go. You have to let go of the offense. You have to let go. Just, you have to, because it truly is bagging on your heart. And the crazy thing is, you're like, if you're like me, girl, I'm like, girl, you know, I'm about to be 35 and I'm thinking like, I'm free. I'm good. Like, I'm really not, you know, I don't have too many issues because I don't have too many people around me to cause drama. And that is on purpose and this, that, and the third. But God sits high and looks low and really looks at our hearts, because our hearts can hide. And we can lie to ourselves and we can hide from our hearts, girl. And we can. But the reality is, the things that happen to us, they really do affect us. And whether we ever give language to it, we can still be acting on it. And God is saying, babe, I want your heart to be free. I just want you to be free. And so I just feel like, even though it's Christmas, like, I'm about to go be in the house with this woman, and it's triggering, like, all the stuff's coming up. But I have a choice to go, I'm not that kid. She's not that woman that she was. You know, I like, She's not this angry woman that, you know what I mean? I can step back and look at the situation and go, my mom was like overworked, stressed, trying to put up with me. Like, you know, we can give grace. And then once we can give grace, then we can go to them and speak to them and go, hey, this hurt. And I know that, like, I'm 35 and I'm not going to get that which I wanted at 6 or 12 or 10. But me being able to say, ouch, you hear it, receive it, and go, I'm sorry. That is healing. That is the process. That is what we need as individuals to really, like, cross the finish line. Like, when we really look at life, like, everything is but a vapor. Like, none of this shit really matters. It really doesn't. And the petty shit that we hold on, and if anybody is team petty in the room, team petty, and you hold on, we really have to let it go. So we really, like, 2020 whooped our ass. And I think if you are in the land of the living and you did not, like, process the bullshit of, you had nothing but space and time. Because I believe that 2021, I'm going to speak life into that year and say it's going to be victorious. We may not get out the house until June, but bitch, it's going to be victorious. And I don't want to go into that year the same way, with the same heart, the same mindset, the same lens of life. I want new lenses. I want new eyes. I want a new mind. I want a new everything. You know what I mean? I want nothing old. And I feel like a lot of times we can say these mantras and put on these things and, like, oh yeah, new year, new me. If you didn't do the work, sis, it's just you. It's just the same you in a new gilda. And a gilda is a call to a get up, a look, an outfit, da 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 da. But the point is, let us really start to look internal. It's so weird. Like, you get older and you've heard people say, even on the secular side, like, you really have to take time just to meditate and to quiet everything out. And you're like, bitch, why wasn't I doing this shit before? Like, why didn't I listen? Like, you know what I mean? But really, like, for the young ones in the room listening, for the old ones in the room, let us really, like, we are spiritual beings having a physical life experience, okay? Like, that is all we are, okay? And I believe that we are meant to carry and to be so much more. And all I want to do is just be that so much more and be great. So I'm dealing with my triggers. I'm feeling all of my shit and I'm noticing it. So here's some tips on how to point out what's going on, right? Tips are, when you get enraged, and, like, if you're quick like me to just get enraged, and not like anger, not like, oh, I'm upset. No, I'm enraged. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to break necks. Like, oh, bitch. Like, okay? Like, dragging you on social media is not enough for me. I'm enraged. In those moments, if you're like me, or you're quick with the tongue and you're ready to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, yeah, wait a minute. Breathe. Step back and go, one, is this response necessary for what happened? Is, like, you know what I mean? Me blowing up on you, is that really warranted for what this exchange was? You know what I mean? Is it warranted? Because a lot of times it's not. So just breathe for a minute, hold off and go, boom. Then think. Because the reality is, our words carry weight. And it is so quick to just slice someone up and leave them shredded. And then you come back and you go, oh, I don't even feel that way anymore. But your words still slice them up. So now there's even more, you know what I mean? So let us be even, so let us just go, wait a minute, boom. Let us think about what in this moment is triggering me. What am I feeling? I can tell you, like, I was watching a show and I saw this mom slap this little boy. And I was like, this is unwarranted, right? And I got super, super triggered. What was it? It was the little boy in me that remembered my mom doing something similar, and I felt like it was unwarranted. So what happens now? Kevin's going home soon, and Kevin wanted to build up a wall, build up a guard, so that way if she said anything, but the reality is that it would be unwarranted for me to respond and go blow up and spew all this hatred. No. One, I was watching a show. That's not real life. And two, my mom had said nothing to me. So let me walk my triggers down and throw them away. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of times we will be triggered, and because we will never resolve it, we will go, we would just sit there and brood, girl. We just sit there and brood and get mad and think about it. And we just think about it and think about it. And we add other things to it and add other things. And what we do not recognize is that we are feeding that negative energy. We are giving the devil a full playground, girl, the full auditorium to just come here and just wreak havoc, because we're giving him space and opportunity when we can choose to go, you know what? I'm not giving you my energy. I'm not that kid. I'm not that individual. So I'm not there anymore. I'm here. This is where I am, present. Recognizing to be present in the moment is another way to catch your triggers. Okay, be present. Okay, I'm triggered. Feel it. Call it out. Don't let it brood. Call it out. I'm triggered. What triggered me? This. This, that, boom, boom, boom. And from this, I felt this. And what about this made me feel? You will wind up talking to yourself and getting to the bottom of it. A lot of times you will find out, girl, it wasn't even that big of a deal. Or girl, it was you thinking, oh, you know, you felt justified in something that was not. Or you had a misunderstanding. So let us do this so we can, one, recognize when we are triggered, so we can process it, too, so we cannot give our energy, give our power, give our presence up to situations and darkness that does not even need to be in the room, right? So let's just not. Anyway, let's be blessed. Woo! You know, when I think of this story with the Verizon lady, a lot of the things that I didn't process in my trigger is that my trauma was based in racism. You know what I mean? I worked in a rich place, and because I was Black, these white people clenched their wallets, grabbed their purse, you know, scurried across from me really, really quickly, simply because. And so not knowing why I didn't want to speak to this lady outside of the Verizon store in that moment, but the reality was is that that's where it was based at. It was based at the fact that I was made to feel like I'm the bad guy. I was the bad one. Oh, he's unsafe. Like he's the threat, the antagonist of this white story that white America has made everyone to believe that I am. And so in that moment, I chose to just, you know what, that's how you see me as this. I'm not going to give you the time of day. But what she did was she chose to see me as an individual. And it flipped my whole trauma and everything on my head. Because then in that moment, I had to go, not everyone is the same. Not everyone is this angry, malicious, white supremacist, da-da-da-da-da, angry, hating all Black people, da-da-da-da-da. And the hard thing is, you know, sometimes you go, girl, y'all will still speak to us and still think that we're trash and still call the cops on us and blase, blase. But at least in that moment, it was a good start. And more than her, it's me. And it's me choosing to have an open heart and to forgive and to let the BS go. So it's me choosing to go, boom. So here you go. I was triggered when I saw her because I was triggered by my past experience. It wasn't even her. It was the fact that I had experienced old white people looking at me as a criminal. And so in that moment, being in Palm Springs, where it is very, very old and white, knowing that I am one of few, I just automatically, boom, I judged her. I assumed, I assessed the position of what was going to happen. And I kept myself on the defense so that way I didn't have to deal with what I thought she was going to throw at me, which was racism or whatever. It's trash, girl. It's just a horrible world we live in. But we just have to do better and we have to free our hearts. And essentially, that's it. So here you go. Tips to know. If you find yourself brewing and you're getting angry, okay, I'm going to call it out. You're triggered. Then from finding out that you're triggered, look back at what triggered you. Okay, so you see what it was. Then what about that caused you to be triggered? Because a lot of times it's not the person. It's not even the situation that you're mad at. It's something completely else. Four doors back that we have to go back and do the work. And the reality is no one wants to do the work, but it's the only way to get free. It's the only way to get free, even living in this gross ass world. It is really hard to grow older in America and trying to stay like positive for positivity's sake. Like, oh, one day the world's going to get better and white people will love black people and da 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 and boom, 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 boom. I can't live in that fantasy, like make-believe bullshit. I really, really can't. But I can choose how I have an outlook on life. And it's very hard when, I mean, girl, on the everyday. I mean, you walk to the grocery store or all eyes are on you. Like, you walk up and they just, girl, it's just, it's not fun. But it is what it is. And it is the world that we live in. But I still have to choose what I'm going to let my outlook on life be. I'm going to choose to own the surroundings instead of living in fear, instead of going, they don't want me here, but bitch, I'm here. No, bitch, I'm going to just take over and I'm going to make you love me in the process because I'm fabulous and I know what I carry, and what I carry trumps what they have, all of their negativity, all of their whatever, because the reality is, who's to say that what they were going to bring was negativity? Who's to say that God didn't bring them in my path to send me a blessing? Who's to say? But we can shut it out just because it's gift wrap, it's in the shell, it's in the case, it's in the packaging of that which harmed you. So let us just get free love so we can have a free heart. I love you all. All right, y'all. I really, really appreciate every single one of you all for listening. And I just want to wish you all a happy holidays. And just a heartful holidays, okay? If you can't be with the ones that you love, then at least text them, call them. And if they have gone on to glory, then know that they are shining down looking at you and that they are with you. Remember that your ancestors are always with you, honey, okay? Now, we didn't get many calls or texts or emails in. We think you're busy due to the holidays. However, give us a call in or email in or write us and just let us know if you have any concerns or questions or anything that you want to talk about here. We are here for you. We love you. We bless you. We'll talk to you next time here on Ace of Hearts on HeadGum.
That was a HeadGum podcast.